It is clear that the proposals put forward in the Northern Ireland Troubles Legacy and Reconciliation Bill were not about delivering justice, truth or peace for victims of the Troubles and their families who have waited decades for answers. It is clearly about taking this access away in order to protect Britain. The Model Bill team, made up of researchers who have been looking at human rights compliance solutions to the legal and political challenges regarding Northern Ireland's past, have agreed that this bill will not deliver for victims and survivors. Not only this, but they have also deemed the bill unworkable and in breach of the Good Friday Agreement and international law. So we must take this fact very seriously. Westminster seems to see itself as a neutral observer whose role is to go in and sort out the conflict in the North. There is a serious misunderstanding and ignorance here. They fail to recognise the fact that not only are they not an innocent observer, but they are actually the perpetrator of much of this violence, and the conflict originated from their occupation of this island in the first place. The British have inflicted pain after pain on the people of the North, and they continue to do so with this bill. The Northern Ireland Troubles Legacy and Reconciliation Bill would end all ongoing inquests, despite the fact that these inquests are delivering results. This is not acceptable. All promised inquests deserve the chance for legal mechanisms to discover the truth. It is shocking that such processes that have a clear human rights approach and are delivering results would be stopped. In an incredible observation, the Model Bill team queried whether part of the reason for the introduction of this bill is because existing mechanisms are working too well in exposing past human rights abuses. It seems that Britain is trying to protect itself from the damning things that these inquiries were finding. This bill provides for direct government control over the establishment and operation of all of its proposed mechanisms, and the Delegated Powers Memorandum makes explicit the intention to override devolved institutions in order to achieve the delivery of this policy. It is clear that the British government is looking for full and complete control. Control over the narrative of what happened in the North, because they don't like the light being shed on the terrible crimes that have been committed in their name. The proposals put forward in this bill on oral history and academic research on the conflict appear to be designed to provide legal and political cover rather than an accurate account of events. This is extremely concerning and is incompatible with academic ethics, independence, rigour and integrity. We cannot let the narrative of Irish history be controlled and determined by the British, the way it has been so often in the past. It is evident that the British government are egotistically more interested in their own appearance than they are in giving victims the information and closure that they need. Let's not beat around the bush, that is the bill's main aim.